Good morning.
早，大家早。
I want you to imagine with me in your mind a man.
我想要你们每一个人在你们心里面想象有这样一个人。
The man is middle-aged.
中年人。
Married.
结了婚。
Handsome.
很英俊。
He's got children.
有孩子。
And he's extremely successful.
他很成功。
He has a good job as a lawyer.
他有一个很好的做律师的工作。
And he makes enough money to live an extremely comfortable lifestyle.
他赚很多钱，可以过得很舒服。
However, he's a fairly good steward of his money.
可是呢，他是一个管财很好的人。
And he doesn't spend his money on frivolous things.
他不花钱浪费在事情上面。
He buys the occasional present for his wife.
他偶尔给他太太买个礼物。
But he doesn't live an extravagant lifestyle.
可是他过的生活不是很奢侈。
He lives in a smaller, slower town.
他生活在一个很小、比较慢的小城。
And he didn't have a very busy lifestyle.
他的生活不是很忙碌。
He's non-religious.
他并不没有宗教信仰。
But he sees himself as a good, upright, and moral citizen.
他看他自己是一个很正直的公民。
This man has an older gentleman as his mentor.
那么这个人呢，他有一个比他年纪大的，是他的一个顾问长者。
The older man that recently heard the gospel and believed.
这个年纪大的人最近听了福音也信了。
And as the older man began to go to church and to grow,
当这个老年人他开始去教会，慢慢在成长。
He learned how to share his faith with others.
他也学会怎么样跟别人来分享他的信心。
And he shared this faith with this young man with whom we've been about whom we've been discussing.
他就跟我们刚刚谈过那个年轻人来分享。
And he believed.
他也信了。
He became a Christian.
他也变了基督徒。
He began to grow.
他也开始成长。
He got baptized.
他受了洗。
And he joined the church.
也参加了教会。
He loved to read his Bible.
他喜欢读他的圣经。
He loved to pray and to speak with God.
他喜欢在神面前祷告。
And he began to tell others about the gospel.
他也了解这个福音。
And it began to grow and show fruit.
他也开始在教会里成长。
One day, however, he was offered a prestigious job at a big law firm.
有一天，他突然有了一个新的很有这个好的工作，在很大的律师公司里面。
His career had finally paid off.
他的事业开始发展。
And so he packed up his family and he moved to the big city.
所以他们就搬了家，搬到大城里面。
And at first he began to look for a good church.
他开始的时候要找一个好的教会。
But he found none.
他找不到。
His wife?
他太太呢？
Absolutely enjoying the newfound wealth.
很享受他们新有的这些财富。
Began to demand a more expensive lifestyle.
他就开始想要过一个更豪华的生活。
The man, in loving to his wife, gave in to her wishes.
因为他爱他的太太就向他太太屈服。
They bought a big house.
他买了个大的房子。
They began to throw expensive parties.
他们开始花很多钱在享乐，在开 party.
And during these parties, people would leave the house drunk.
在这种聚宴会里面，人离开的时候都已经喝醉了。
And with these parties, this man began to drink.
也因为这些宴会，他也开始喝酒。
Just a little bit at first.
开始只是一点点。
But then he began to drink more heavily.
可是慢慢的越喝越多。
After work, he would spend his time in the bars.
工作以后，他也到酒吧里面去。
His wife, frustrated with the fact that she was never at home anymore,
那么他的太太呢，就很失望，因为他常常不在家。
Began to get angry at him.
就开始对他有愤怒。
Eventually, she left.
最后他离开了。
She took the children with him.
She
took the children with her.
So, 他太太把孩子带走了。
The economy collapsed.
那么这个突然间经济就破产了。
The law firm downsized.
所以他们公司开始裁员。
And a man lost his job.
所以这个人就丢了他的工作。
The man was devastated.
所以他就几乎被毁灭了。
He began to drink more heavily in order to escape the anxiety that was in his mind.
开始越喝酒越多，就逃离这一些。
And while he was in the bar, he began to meet some ladies that would comfort him in his anxiety.
当他在酒吧里面的时候，遇到一些女人，这些人来安慰他。
The last time that this man was seen,
最后一次人家看到他的时候,
he was living in a cheap apartment in that city.
他是住在一个很破落的一个公寓里面,
alongside of a woman who was not his wife.
跟他一起住的不是他的太太,
and committing, as it were, adultery on a continual basis. Now, remember that we stated earlier that this man had some strong Christian influences in his life. We stated that he made an actual profession of faith. And that he showed evidence and fruit of that growth. However, knowing where this man was towards the end of his life, could anyone rightly think that that man was actually saved? That he had his sins forgiven? That he had new life in Christ? I want to ask a question this morning. And I think I'd like to get some audience response on this. If you think that this man could have possibly been a believer, would you please raise your hand? I see two people, three people, a couple of people in this room that think that a person living in this lifestyle could have been a believer. The story I just told you is a biblical one. It's been updated a little bit for modern times.
当然我们用现代的这个, 把它摩登化,
but essentially it's the story of a man named Lot.
其实呢,
and with that I ask you to turn to Genesis 12.
所以我们现在看一下,
and this morning I would like to walk us through the life of Lot. In order to make some theological conclusions concerning his life. Beginning in Genesis chapter 12. We'll look at verses 1-5. So the Lord said to Abram, go up from your country and to your kindred and your father's house to a land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and to those who dishonor you I will curse. In all the families of the earth you shall be blessed. So Abraham went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abraham was 75 years old when he went and departed from Haran, and he took Sarai his wife and Lot his brother's son and all the possessions that they had gathered and the people that they had gathered in Haran and set out to go over the land of Canaan. And when they came to the land of Canaan, Abraham passed through to Shechem at the oak of Moreh. Now, this is the first time in Scripture where we meet a man named Abraham. And somehow Abraham, being a worshipper of the sun, who was the god of the Ur of the Chaldees, God comes down and directly reveals himself to Abraham. And completely changes Abraham. He regenerates him from the inside, and he commands Abraham to leave the Ur of the Chaldees. And it's important to note that when Abraham learns of this one true living God, that he doesn't keep it a secret. He brings his wife with him. He brings his hundreds of servants that he has with him. And it says that someone else went with him. And we'll find out that this other man was rich. His name was Lot. There really is no good reason for Lot to have gone with Abraham. Other than the fact that it says that Lot went with him, it was an act of faith. Lot, at this point, follows in the footsteps of Abraham and believes. We don't really see this explicitly here, but I'll show you in a moment where we do see it explicitly. And so we go to Genesis
13.
And in Genesis 13, we have the account of the shepherds of the two men. Lot has a whole bunch of sheep. And Abraham has a whole bunch of sheep. And they're both living in this fertile area. But they have so many sheep that there really isn't room enough for the two of them. And so they make this, Abraham says to Lot, see, you can either take to the right hand, and I'll go to the left hand. And in order so that our group of people won't be fighting against each other, and so there's enough food for all of the sheep, we'll part ways. And so the scripture says that Lot lifted up his eyes. And it says that Lot saw the well-watered plain of the Jordan. And this plain of the Jordan is probably near or in the site of the modern-day Dead Sea. And so it says that Lot chose this area. And it says in verse 12 that Abraham settled in the land of Canaan while Lot settled among the cities of the valley, and he moved his tent as far as Sodom. And in verse 13, we have an interpretive note concerning the city of Sodom. It says, now the men of Sodom were wicked, great sinners against the Lord. So we have a believer sitting on the outskirts of a city, a modern-day San Francisco, a modern-day Las Vegas. And the people living inside the city were utterly wicked before God. And so in verse 14, chapter 14, you have Lot in the city of Sodom going to war. And you have Lot getting captured and Abraham having to go rescue him. And Lot still ends up living within the city of Sodom. So when you get to Genesis chapter 18, you have the chapter where Abraham is praying and interceding for Sodom. And Abraham finally prays to the point where he begs God, if there are only 10 righteous people in the city of Sodom, will you spare it?
So 到最后，亚伯拉跟神求，假如在这个城里面只有十个义人，你是不是可以拯救他们？
But as we know,
可是我们知道呢,
Sodom is not spared.
所以说把并没有避免到灾害。
And so then we get to Genesis chapter 19.
这就到了第十九章,
Look at verse 1.
我们看第一节,
the two angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom.
那两个天使晚上到了所多玛, 罗德正坐在所多玛城门口。
This phrase or expression, sitting in the gate,
这里说坐在城门口,
is not simply an expression of a place where he went just to, he's not just sitting there.
并不表示他仅仅是坐在那边。
The gate is the equivalent to city hall.
所以这个城门口就好像现在的市政府一样。
He's a member of the ruling council.
表示说他是这个, 在里面行政有地位的。
To an extent, he has gone from becoming an outsider in the city.
他从一个这个城市外边的人,
he's not just a person living within the city.
他已经不是仅仅住在城里面的人,
he's a person who has some sort of moral leadership within the city.
他在这个城市里面已经有一些在道德上有领导地位的人。
And as a moral leader in the city, really, are there even 10 righteous people within the city?
在他虽然是这个城市里面的道德上的领导者, 在城里面能不能有十个义人呢?
Absolutely not.
没有。
We do not know if Lot was actually telling the people that what they were doing is wrong.
我们不知道, 罗德有没有告诉城里面的人他们的生活是错的。
But I have a feeling that if he was in a position of leadership,
我在想, 假如他是一个领导者的地位,
he wasn't.
他并没有讲。
There's an old Jewish expression that the rabbis say.
这个拉比, 一些犹太的拉比常常讲,
silence is agreement.
假如你不讲话,
so Lot sees the two angels.
所以罗德看到两个天使,
he meets them.
他跟他们见面,
and he brings them into his house.
他带他们到他家里去,
and so he spreads out a wonderful feast of food before them.
给他准备一个很好的宴席,
and the men of the people of Sodom,
在所多玛这个地方的人,
it says in verse 4,
在第四节,
they surrounded the house.
他们包围了房子,
and it says they called to Lot and said, where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us that we may know them.
今日晚上到你们这里的人在哪里呢? 把他们带出来,
in the ancient Near Eastern world,
在这古代,
one of the means by which they worshipped false gods,
一个崇拜假神的方法,
was through actions of horrible wickedness,
也就是很邪恶的办法,
that were often sexual in nature.
通常是跟性关系有关系的。
And in this sense,
在这里呢,
the act of worshipping their Canaanitic gods,
他们是在崇拜迦南地的神,
was an act of homosexuality. And so Lot goes to the men at the entrance and shuts the door.
所以罗德就走到门口把门关了。
And it was the custom at the time,
在那个时候的习惯,
that if you became the host to someone,
只要你是主人带款待客人的话,
that if you were going to be hospitable to a person,
只要你要对一个人表示好客,
it not only includes bringing them into your house,
不但仅仅是把他们带到你的家里,
and feeding them,
来喂他们,
and washing their feet,
来给他们洗脚,
and pouring oil over their head,
然后带他们油浇灌在头上,
it means that you become entirely responsible for their protection.
也表示你是他们完完全全的要保护他们。
And so Lot takes this mantle upon himself.
所以罗德就把保护这两个人的责任放在他的身上。
And he puts himself between the men that would do the harm,
他把他自己放在要来伤害这些人的人,
and the angels,
和天使的中间。
And instead of willing to do utter combat for the lives of the angels, She offers an alternative to the men.
He says in verse 7 and
8,
第七节第八节说,
I beg you, my brothers, do not act so wickedly.
众弟兄,请你们不要做这恶事。
Behold, I have two daughters who have not known any man. Let me bring them out to you and do to them as you please. Only do nothing to these men, for they have come under the shelter of my roof.
我有两个女儿,还是处女,容我领出来,任凭你们的心愿而行。只是这两个人,既然到我舍下,不要向他们做什么。
How many of you in this room would sacrifice your daughter's purity for the sake of strangers that you've never met?
在你们当中有哪些人愿意把你自己这个女儿牺牲来保护一些你从来不认识的人?
And it's not only your daughter's purity.
It's not 不仅仅是你这个女儿的这个纯洁.
It's the fact that she would probably be raped until she was dead.
很可能她会被他们强暴到死.
This was an incredibly wicked act that Lot was proposing.
这个罗德所这个提议的其实是非常的邪恶的.
Can you imagine what his daughters were thinking as they heard this?
你想象得出他的女儿假如听了他这样子讲有什么感想?
And so the men refused this offer and tried to break down the door.
可是这些人呢拒绝了他想要把他们的门打开.
And the angels reached in and grabbed Lot, slammed the door and struck the men with blindness.
所以这两个人就把罗德拉进去把门关上.
And they explained to Lot
他们跟罗德表示,
that it's time for him to take him, his family, and to get out.
现在是罗德应该把他跟他家人一起带走离开这个地方.
And they said, as you leave, don't you dare look back.
当你离开的时候,绝对不要往后看.
And looking back is more than just seeing the destruction.
往后看不仅仅是说要看这个城怎么样被毁灭.
It's the idea of desiring to remain within that lifestyle.
也表示对过去这种邪恶生活的一个贪恋.
So as they're fleeing the city,
就当罗德他们跑离这个城的时候,
it turns out that Lot and his two daughters,
这里罗德跟他两个女儿,
they keep their eyes focused forward.
他们只是往前看.
But Lot's wife,
可是他罗德的太太,
she looks back,
她往后看,
remembering the lifestyle,
想念一些过去的生活的情形,
remembering the riches that they had,
想到他们以前的财富,
remembering the power,
想到他们以前的权力,
remembering the prestige,
想到他们以前的特殊的地位,
and instantly, she turned into a pillar of salt. However,
可是呢,
those on the outside of the city,
城外的人,
could watch.
他们可以看.
Look at verse 27 of chapter 19. It says, Abraham went up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord, and he looked down toward Sodom and Gomorrah, toward all the land of the valley, and he looked up, behold, the smoke of the land went up like the smoke of the furnace. Abraham saw the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah.
亚伯拉罕看到索多玛跟撒摩拉的毁灭.
And the last time we see Lot,
我们最后一次看到罗德,
he goes up out of Zoar and he lives in the hills.
那时他住在山上,
and he's afraid to dwell in the land.
他并不住在这个地方.
And so he lives in a cave. And the daughters say one to the other,
他的女儿跟另外一个女儿讲,
let's get our father drunk.
让我们来,
and we will lie with him to preserve offspring from our father. And so both of the daughters do so. And they end up giving birth to some of the people that will be the Israelites' worst enemies.
所以他们结果的生下的孩子呢, 就是以色列人最坏的敌人.
And so we've seen Lot in both the highest points and the lowest points of his life.
所以我们可以看到罗德在他生命中最高的地方也跟他最低落的地方。
And the last time that we see Lot mentioned in the pages of the Old Testament,
在旧约里面最后有关罗德的记载。
He's living in a cave,
他住在山洞里面。
Committing incest with his daughters,
跟他的父女儿们有了不道德的关系。
He's lived a terribly horrible wicked life,
他过了一个非常的邪恶的生活。
How can we even think in our minds that Lot even stands a chance of being a person who is a believer?
在我们的心目中，怎么能够想象出罗德是一个信徒呢？
Go to 2 Peter.
你到彼得后书。
Chapter 2.
第二章。
2 Peter chapter 2, verse 6.
第六节。
We'll read through verse 9.
我们从第六节念到第九节。
If, by turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah to ashes, he condemned them to extinction, making an example of what's going to happen to the ungodly. And if he rescued, look at this word, righteous Lot, greatly distressed by the sensual conduct of the wicked, for as that righteous man lived among them day by day, he was tormenting his righteous soul over their lawless deeds that he saw and heard. Then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from trials and to keep the unrighteous under punishment unto the day of judgment. What does Peter think about the eternal condition of the soul of Lot?
彼得认为罗德的他最后的灵魂的状况是如何。
He calls him righteous three times.
他在这里称他为义人有三次。
And in the pages of Scripture,
在这个圣经里面的记载，
the concept of righteousness
这个有关义人的观念
is the same position in which Abraham found himself.
也就是亚伯拉罕他自己的状况。
In Genesis 15:6,
在创世纪十五章第六节。
It says Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness.
所以亚伯拉罕信了神，因此称他为义人。
It's the same kind of righteousness of which Paul speaks in Romans chapter 3.
这也是同样保罗在罗马书第三章里面所用的字，义人的字。
According to Peter,
从彼得来看，
who is speaking under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit,
他借着圣灵的祈祷来说，
Lot was a righteous man.
罗德是个义人。
And in this passage, it shows us that there's judgment for the wicked.
在这一段里面告诉我们关于恶人的判断。
It shows us that there is rescue for the righteous.
也告诉我们义人得拯救。
And it describes the righteous man.
这也描写义人。
In verse 8, it says he lived among them.
在第八节住在他们中间。
Which is a poor choice.
这是一个很不好的选择。
It says his soul was tormented.
就他天天伤痛。
This is not in an eternal sense, as in a person in hell.
这并不表示说是在地狱里面的意思。
But it's the fact that day by day as he lived his life,
也就是他每一天的过生活的时候，
and as he even participated in the sins of the people,
他可能也在这些罪人中一起犯罪。
He knew that what he was doing was against God.
他也知道他所做的是不合神的旨意。
And we see the work of God in verse 9.
我们在第九节看到是神的工作。
The Lord knows how to rescue the godly from temptation.
主知道他就敬虔的人脱离试探。
But he also keeps the unrighteous for punishment.
把不义的人留在刑罚下。
There are a few points that I'd like to draw out from the life of Lot this morning.
今天从罗德的生命上我可以有几点引用。
Number one.
第一个。
Living right before God is extremely important.
在神的面前过正当的生活是非常重要。
As a believer,
是从一个信徒的观点，
it is possible to live a life in sin.
It's 很可能活一个
And if you are living in this way, you will be put in the situations that are completely and totally wicked. Number two, lifestyle alone is not enough to tell whether a person is a believer or not. A person can live in sin for quite a long time and still be a believer in the eyes of God. They are not living as a person who is redeemed. But we cannot rightly say that such and such a person is not a believer. We cannot judge the heart. We can only say if someone is living like a believer ought to live. This is an important distinction. Lot was living in a manner that was completely displeasing to God. Yet the text of Scripture calls him a believer. Number three, God always provides a way out from under temptation. It is up to the believer to make that choice. And you can also cross-reference this to 1
Corinthians 10:13.
A slight warning. Even though it's possible for a believer to live as an unbeliever, this is not permission to sin. Romans 6:1 asks the question, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? And Paul answers in the strongest way possible. He says, don't ever let that happen. Believers ought to strive to live in a manner that is pleasing to God. There is a distinction of which we must be aware. And this is really brought out throughout the whole New Testament, which I'm going to try to show you in the next few moments. It's the distinction between being, knowing, and doing.
换句话说是你的知识、你的行为跟你的为人之间有不同。
The means by which a person is saved
一个人得救的方法
is by grace through faith
就是因着信也本乎恩
according to Ephesians 2
这是以弗所书第二章所讲。
That is to say
这也就是说
that this is how a person is saved.
这就是一个人得救的方法。
That's being.
所以这就是一个人的为人。
A person who believes the gospel is a believer.
一个人信圣经的，他就是信徒。
They might not necessarily have assurance of salvation.
可他们可不一定有得救的确据。
They may not necessarily know that they are saved. And they may not even act like a saved person most of the time. But they believed. The means by which a person knows he is saved, or rather one of the means, is through obedience. I'd like to state at this time, although it's possible for a person to be a believer and not really realize it, they ought to know and realize that they're a believer. They ought to be sure of their salvation. And if you don't know today that you're a believer, you ought to strive to know. If you don't know for sure, you should speak to pastor. You should speak to myself. You should speak to one of the deacons. And maybe they can show you from Scripture the means by which you know that you are a believer. I'd like to show you in matter of closing a few verses from 1 John. We'll begin with the purpose of the letter found in chapter 5, verse
13.
1 John 5:13. This is what Scripture says. I write these things to you who believe, that being in the name of the Son of God, that you might know that you have eternal life. Do you see the distinction there? So it is possible to know. 1 John 2:3-5. And by this we know, that's knowing, that we have come to know Him, that's being, if we keep His commandments. Whoever says, I know Him, but does not keep His commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps His word in him, truly the love of God is perfected. By this we may be sure that we are in Him. What is John saying here? If you want to know that you are a believer, you must keep His commandments. That is to say, that obedience in the Christian life does absolutely nothing to save a person. But obedience is the strongest means by which we know we are saved. 1 John 4:13-16. By this we know that we abide in Him and He in us, because He has given us His Spirit. And we have seen and testify that God sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in Him and He in God. And so we have come to know and believe that the love that God has for us, God is love. Whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. The distinction between believing, between being, and knowing is all throughout this book. As a side note, you can look at this at your own time. And I think this distinction between believing and knowing and doing is what's actually happening in James chapter 2. The only people who know whether you personally are a believer are you and God. I don't know if anyone in this room is actually a believer except for myself.
只有我一个人是信徒。
However,
可是呢,
as a fellow believer,
跟大家都是信徒的话,
I do have the ability to look at your life and see if your life matches that which Scripture states.
我可以看看你的生命跟圣经上所讲的是不是符合。
And when examining others' lives,
当你看别人的,检查别人的生命的时候,
we need to leave room for growth.
我们应该让人家有生长的余地。
No Christian, no believer is perfect.
没有一个信徒是完完全全的。
We ought not to look at others and think that because they are not in the same place spiritually, that we should not think that they are not a Christian or a believer.
假如一个人他的属灵的生命跟你不一样，你不能够说他不是一个信徒。
Someone can struggle with sin.
有的人可以一直在跟罪来争斗。
And still be a believer.
可是仍然是个信徒。
According to Peter,
从彼得来看,
Lot was a believer who lived a contrary life to his belief.
罗德 虽然过得跟他所信的不同，可他仍然是个义人，是个信徒。
Living a life according to the gospel is very important.
按照福音来过生命是很重要的。
However,
可是呢,
judging others on how they are living that life,
去判断一个人他们如何的生活,
and by that I mean standing over them and stating that I don't think they are saved because they are struggling with their family, their finances, their tempers, their language, or their politics is wrong.
So, 我认为，假如你站在这里批评一个人，从他的生活、从他的政治的观念、从他的行事为人，你说他不是信徒的话，这样做是不对的。
If someone does make a profession of faith,
假如有一个人在大众面前承认他是信徒的话,
if they state that they believe what is stated in the scripture to be the gospel,
他们说他们相信圣经里面所记载的福音的话,
mainly that Christ died paying a price for our sins,
也就是说耶稣为我们的罪死了,
and that Christ was resurrected,
耶稣复活了,
and all of the explanation that goes in around that,
对这一切所有的解释,
if they believe that to be true,
假如他们认为这是事实是真的,
and they're trusting in Christ for the removal of their sin,
他们相信让基督可以把他们的罪得到赦免,
and if they have been baptized,
然后他得了受了浸礼,
which is the public recognition of that fact,
这是在公众面前的一个承认,
then they have every right to be treated as a believer.
这样他们就应该被认为是个信徒。
We must allow people to grow in their faith.
要让人慢慢地变得更完全。
So let me ask a few questions in closing.
所以我的结束是问你们一些问题。
Are you living a life like Lot?
你有没有过得跟罗德一样的生活?
That is to say, are you living in the manner that's displeasing to God?
也就是说你过的生活是不是不讨神的喜悦?
Perhaps you go to church on Sunday and Friday nights.
可能你礼拜天礼拜五晚上去教会。
And the rest of the week at work, you live like the devil.
可是在其他的那一次生命就好像一个魔鬼一样。
You go home, men, and you go on the internet and you look at websites that you ought not to be looking at.
所以你回到家里面，你到了网站上看你不应该看的。You
watch TV shows that glorify things that are not pleasing to God.
你看的电视它不是荣耀神的。You
go and you tell crude jokes with your friends.
你跟别的人谈一些不好的笑话。You
go and you live in a manner that any sort of sin that you want to name.
你活在生活中有各式各样的罪。
And to live in that manner on a consistent, habitual basis.
你继续不断地过这样子的生活。
Just like Lot.
就好像罗德。
You may be a believer.
你可能是个信徒。
But you still need to repent.
但你仍然需要忏悔。
Second question.
第二个问题。
Do you stand in judgment of others?
你是不是常常判断别人?
And you look at fellow members in your church.
你看你教会里的其他的人,
you look at people who are struggling and trying to live a godly Christian life.
你看那些人在想要过一个虔诚的信徒的生活,
and maybe because they're not living exactly the same way that you do.
也许他们过的生活跟你完全不一样,
that they don't have the same standards.
他跟你的标准不一样,
that they struggle with a different set of sins.
他们有不同的罪在增长,
and you think, well, they must not be a believer.
对,你想他们大概不是信徒。
There are two things that I can say to you.
这两件事情我可以告诉你。
First, 第一点,
stop. 不要这样做。
Don't think that way.
不要这样想。
Love, as 1 Corinthians 13 says, believes all things.
爱从格林多前书十三的说是相信一切。
If someone professes to be a believer,
有人他承认是信徒,
treat them like a believer,
对他们就像一个信徒对待,
and help them to grow,
帮助他们成长。
And the second thing I have to say to you,
第二点,
you need to repent of your sin.
你要为你的罪悔改。
Your sin of being judgmental to a fellow believer.
你对一些其他信徒的判断,
and frankly, it's just as bad a sin as the type that Lot was committing.
就像罗德犯罪一样。
Let's close in word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Father,
天父,
as we are members of your church,
我们是你教会里面的一部分,
we are members of the body of your Son.
我们也就是你儿子身体的一部分。
And Father, as you are holy,
我们知道天父你是圣洁的,
you have demanded that we live holy lives.
你也要我们过圣洁的生活。
And yet, Father, even as believers,
虽然我们是信徒,
who have been equipped by your Spirit to live in a certain manner,
我们靠着你圣灵的教导要过一样的生活,
we fail on a constant basis.
我们经常会失败。
And we fail in multiple ways.
我们很多地方都失败。
We fail at when we commit those sins which are explicitly stated against you.
当我们犯那些, 得罪你的罪, 我们失败了。
And we fail in our pride when we stand in judgment of other people's failures.
当我们靠着我们的骄傲判断别的人的时候, 我们也失败了。
When we claim that because of the way that they live, that they cannot be a believer before you.
当我们说因为他的生命, 他们不可能是信徒, 我们失败了。
Break us of our pride and of our hypocrisy.
把我们的假冒伪善破坏。
And help us to be a community of believers who love you.
让我们变成一群信你的人，也是爱你的。
And that by loving you, we love one another.
因为我们爱你, 我们也彼此相爱。
We pray in your Son's precious name.
我们靠你主，你儿子宝贵的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.